welcome to our visitors. I'm sorry you had to come in through the toilet, but eventually we will have remaining concerns. So thank you.
Thank you, councillors.
So I plead in declaring this meeting of the Beverley Shire Council open. I'd like to advise again the councillors and public that this is digitally recorded. We have one apology, Councillor Sattler. Do we have any applications for leave of absence for next month? If not, thank you. Declarations of interest have been lodged. This is a possible one, Mike.
So I've got one from Councillor Hitchway and
Councillor Martin.
Councillor Martin in relation to item 11.3, and they are interested in affecting impartiality.
Okay, thank you. We have no questions that have been tabled. Moving on to condolences, the flag has been floated half an hour for Lynn Gillian and Tony Alford. Terry Lupton. Okay. Moving on to the minutes of the previous meeting held on the 23rd of July. Officer's recommendation, may I please have a mover and a second, Councillor Martin and Councillor Brown. You've all reviewed those minutes. Does anyone have any issues they wish to raise? If not, all those in favour of that, please, thank you, 7-0. We're moving on now to item 9.1, which is the, pardon me, officer's recommendation for that is on page 10. May I please have a move and a second for that officer's recommendation? Councillor Martin. Councillor Ridgway. Stefan, over to you.
Thank you, Mr. President. So this application is for a boundary mesh fence and a brick wall. Internal fence on 93 Vincent Street, lot 255. The property is affected by the Avon River flood fringe. We have referred it to the Department of Water and Environmental Regulation for a comment, which they are supportive of. The place is also listed in the local heritage survey, but in my opinion, it is not, the proposal does not affect the cultural heritage significance of the place, hence the positive recommendation.
Those photographs, this is the bank building, isn't it?
The road board.
Oh, the old road board. Oh, it's just the red line, looks like it's around Vivian's property.
Actually, where we were thinking about the layout for the bridge work.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Are there any questions to Stefan on this proposal? If not, all those in favour of the officer's recommendation, please. Thank you. 7-0. Moving on to 9.2. Which is the fellow new glider hangar at the airstrip. The officer's recommendation is on page 19. May I please have a move and a second for that recommendation? Councillor Brown, Councillor Maxwell. Stefan again.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, so this is for a glider hangar with a power aircraft as well. It's a 21x9 meter hangar, which accords with what is there. The colour scheme proposed, the cladding used, proposed to be used, which is colour bond, also accords with what is at the premises as well as the local planning policy for the precinct. It is located, proposed to be located within the extended Beverley Soil Society in this area, so that's all good, hence the positive recommendation.
And this is the one that's been discussed in council before, isn't it? It's the big one.
No, this is not. No, the big one had been approved, yeah, that's okay. The big one was on the north-south runway side,
yeah.
This one is on the cross runway on lot 16.
So, didn't Soaring Society have a limitation on the number of hangars? I thought they'd reached their limitation.
I am
especially on the western end or the northern end, rather.
Yeah, so when we did the planning policy for the airfield precinct, they nominated a few additional areas that the Shire agreed to, and this is part of that extended arrangement.
Okay. Any other questions to Stefan?
I have a couple of questions, Stefan. One was just to 100% clarify that the colour bond is going to be the same colour as the rest of them, and it's not going to stick out like the other one.
No, so the submission received was...
Tail eucalyptus, walls and flashing on tail eucalyptus.
Correct.
Which is the light green.
Yes. Just checking.
Yes.
And then the other, so the hangars including going to house an aeroplane and a glider?
Yes, so...
My question is, so currently the gliding club pay a fee per glider, so are they paying anything when people are housing aeroplanes as well?
I have not had that lease agreement.
I presume it's a private aeroplane, not their club one?
No, it wouldn't be the tuck plane. I wouldn't imagine it's a light sports aircraft that you cannot use that to tuck gliders with, I would imagine. I think our lease agreement is silent on powered aircraft.
Yeah, I would believe that we would say that there's two gliders in that, because there's two planes.
Two items, but two
aircraft.
Yeah.
Two aircraft, sorry.
Yeah, okay, so yes, that's fine. And the Blind Council's agreed we'll have the same, place them in the same category.
Aircraft, I suppose, for glider. Maybe it's something we need to look at. Yeah, maybe we should.
Would
we be looking at more powered aircraft being stored there? Is this opening up to something else? Or
good point.
We have to be careful here, because John Barrett Leonard has got his hangar with his tail aircraft.
Yeah.
So there's precedent.
Oh, I understand that, but that is a historical precedent. Yeah. Things have changed since then. When he started, we didn't have this current lease arrangement that we've got with the gliding club, when they were only getting charged previously $900 a year or $600 or something. And potentially, if people are going to start storing aircraft there, will it not take up more room than a glider?
More noise.
Gosh, an aeroplane.
I know, but I want space.
Anyway, that's just a comment around that, something perhaps for council to keep in mind.
Any other questions to Stefan? Not all those in favour of the officer's recommendation, please. Thank you, 7 mil. Moving on to 11.1, the finance report for the officer's recommendation on page 25. That includes that one. The second of that.
Yes.
Councillor Ridgeway, Councillor Lawler. Simon, over to you for any comments and any questions from councillors, please just jump in.
Okay, thank you. So the first month of the new financial year, so we haven't had a lot of transactions, so don't have any variances, which is good. A couple of notes there, happy to take any queries on those. Otherwise, yeah, early days, rates are coming in quite well, getting up with fairly 40 grand plus a day, so the girls have been pretty busy on the front counter, so that's working well.
Is the planner happy with his new vehicle?
But ask the planner.
Let's not ask him. I just have one question, Simon. It always seems that there's this variation for depreciation charge being higher than anticipated.
Yeah.
I'm not clear on how that works.
Well, I'll set a budget, a depreciation figure, and that's just broken down monthly.
Yep.
And then the depreciation that's applied is higher. So it doesn't really affect anything in that when we work back our surplus and whatever at the end of the year, it's added back. And in the event, as it's a non-cash item, not overly concerned about it. The budget's maybe varies a little bit because you've got projects going on in the background, and then as it's capitalised, it can be depreciated. If Stephen's car comes on, the monthly depreciation is. So,
yeah, it's a bit hard to budget for depreciation. And our reserves, cash reserves, are looking pretty healthy.
Healthier than we have budgeted. We use quite a bit of reserves. We just haven't tapped into them yet.
Yeah.
When we did the budget, you were talking about uptake of the discount and how it may affect. Has there been a large uptake on that again this year?
Well, we haven't quite reached the cut-off period yet, but
yeah.
I think it contributes with people paying quickly and early.
Yeah.
You know, to get that 10% discount. So I think it definitely assists with the cash flow early on and getting the rates into the short.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any further questions to Simon on the finances? Not all those in favour of the officer's recommendation, please. Thank you, Simon Bill. Moving on to 9.2, accounts paid by authority. The officer's recommendations on page 34. Please have a further and second with that, Councillor Martin. Councillor Brown. The payments are all there listed for your perusal. Councillors, I'm sure you've all been through them, so does anyone have any particular concerns on those payments? If I'd like to run through the finance manager, Councillor.
I don't have any concerns per se, it's more just to get an understanding of the expense. So the replacement gym equipment, is that because we've had gym equipment damaged or just because we're replacing stuff that's out of date?
It's older stuff, and so we've replaced a rowing machine and an elliptical. The elliptical was one of the original pieces that had the mini cut.
Oh, gosh.
So that's quite old.
Very old.
So that was just due for renewal.
Yep.
And the rolls, the straps here were sort of broken off, and we replaced it, and it was just again due for renewal.
Yeah, no, that was fine. I was just wondering if
there had
been
No, it's not No, it's just wear and tear.
And the gym inductions, so is that because there's a whole lot that have been grouped at once, or have we got an influx of people that have started using the gym? That's fantastic.
I think that it might just been a bit of a delay in billing us, perhaps, but we have had, there's been a lot of people who've joined the gym. Just for, not sure why or whatever, but there's been an influx of membership for sure.
That's all for me, thank you.
Any other questions? Simon? If not, all those in favour of the recommendation, please raise your hand. 7-0. Moving on to 11.3, we have this in the article, which we have two declarations of interest. I'm satisfied that part of the party has a financial benefit in these matters. I'm happy for them to remain in the room. Mr. CEO, would you like to just go through those community grants, please? Mover and second on the other recommendation, please. Councillor Davis, Councillor Lawler, thank you.
So we received three applications for community grants for the first round. One in the smaller grants and two in the larger grant. So after going through and assessing that's been the recommendation, we agree that Beverly River Care Group received $1,000, the Swimming Club $2,500, and the Beverly Trail Age Lodge $5,000.
Questions to the CEO on those community grants? Does anyone have any concern with those grants?
No.
Okay, all those in favour of the recommendation, please. Thank you, 7-0. Moving on to 12.1, we have to now deal with voting delegates at the local government annual general meeting at the end of September. And the officer's recommendation is dependent upon the people who are elected to these positions, so I can't suggest a mover and a second yet because we haven't got anyone on the recommendation. So we now need to deal with the councillors who are voting delegates and the proxy members. So,
I would suggest that the President, Deputy President, we're two voting delegates.
Yes. And who else do we have? Attorney Councillor Lawler?
Yeah, I'm going.
And Councillor Davis, were you going to?
No. I think if we just leave it at Councillor Lawler.
Okay, all right. So the officer recommendation is that the Councillor White and Councillor Ridgeway as the voting delegates and Councillor Lawler as the proxy for the WA 2025 Local Government Association AGM. May I have a mover and a second for that, please? Councillor Martin, Councillor Maxwell. All those in favour, please. Thank you. 7-0. Moving on to 12.2, in the code of conduct, which needs to be reviewed. Mover and a second for that recommendation, please. Councillor Brown, Councillor Davis. this conduct, code of conduct, and the only thing that concerns me is if you have anyone coming onto council who needs to read the code of conduct to be able to conduct themselves, then I think they're possibly the wrong person. It's so detailed and precise that it almost defies common sense. However, it's before us, it's been reviewed. Does anyone have any comments, questions on that code of conduct?
Oh,
has this code of conduct varied from last year? No changes? Still just as detailed.
Okay.
All those in favour of the code of conduct? I think 7-0. Now moving on to 12.3. We're now dealing with the dual fire control officer. The officer's recommendation is there on page 66. May I please have a move and a second? Councillor Davis, Councillor Ridgway. Mr. CEO, any comments and explanations to why this happens?
Pretty straightforward. What it does is if there's a fire on our boundary with Brookton, that Brad Basson has the ability to control.
So does Bill McLeod have the same reciprocal arrangement?
No.
I think that would be applied to
that. That's actually their fire patrol officers. Well.
Oh, okay. Questions on this fire patrol officer? Anyone have any concerns over this? Questions? No, if not, all those in favour, please. 7-0. Now, to members of in the public gallery, we come to 14.1, and I'm going to unfortunately have to ask you to leave because this matter is to be dealt with the camera, and no members of the public can be present while this is discussed. So, and beyond this, there is very little on the agenda, so whether you wish to return is up to you. But you're welcome to return once we come out of this session. So, I have a move.